Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was an important hearing this week in Harrisburg. The House Judiciary Committee and the House Health Committee, which you sit on as the chairman, held a joint hearing. It was a part of a series of hearings on the possibility of using marijuana for medical purposes in Pennsylvania and, of course, legalizing it for use for medical purposes. There's a lot of questions that surround this, and I understand that this week you heard perspectives from particularly law enforcement. What are some of the issues that are going on around this, and should the state really be in the business of making a legislative decision as to whether a drug or a substance has medical usages?
Very good question. What we heard today were a resounding confluence of concerns from one testifier after another, making it very, very clear that if the legislature should go down the road of trying to legalize a medicine, a drug, in this case marijuana, that it needs to be carefully, very carefully regulated, and there needs to be serious concern given from seed to sale about the growth, distribution, and oversight process because of the abuses and concerns that have been self-evident in other states that heretofore have legalized marijuana in one stage or another. So it's a concern. We've also heard concern from law enforcement and from the drug and alcohol individuals, medical organizations that are very, very concerned about legalization of marijuana. As the health chairman, we need to make sure that medicine is safe and effective, that we do no harm. And personally, I believe medicine should follow the same safety efficacy protocols as we currently have in place. And that is that pharmaceutical companies do their due diligence by having extensive trials and tests, that there be peer review, double-blind studies, longitudinal tests, and making sure that the serious adverse reactions that we're hearing from the American Epilepsy Society are eliminated to the degree possible. Even the marijuana oils, the American Epilepsy Society suggests that there were tremendous levels of adverse impacts, and it's come to my knowledge now that up to 47% of people that have tried the oils, not just marijuana, not just smoking it, but the derivatives from the plant, the oils that are supposed to have therapeutic benefit to eliminate seizures. The Colorado Hospital for Children are saying there are too many adverse serious effects. Up to 47% of the kids had adverse reactions. Some actually created more seizures. And now I'm hearing reports that some individuals had to be intubated. One actually died. When we're dealing with medicine, I don't think the legislature should be in the business of putting on white coats and pretending to be scientists or doctors and legalizing a drug that heretofore has been a Schedule I drug defined by the federal government that says it has no medical value and is potentially dangerous. So it's a very emotional issue for a lot of people. We're going to have another hearing in Pittsburgh, and we'll see where it goes. But as the health chairman, I'm unconvinced that we should be legislating what medicine should be here in Pennsylvania. We should leave that up to the doctors, the scientists, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, and our experts in the field of pharmacology. I think this is a very, very terrible precedent if we start legislating what medicine is or is not here in Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.